Don't forget to follow Mac and T on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, and Twitch under the handle Off All Day Podcast. Enjoy the show. Oh, and there like might be spoilers here. So like totally check the show notes for details.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
I did go see Thanksgiving in theaters.
Oh, how was it? Was it? I don't care about spoilers myself. Is it a Scream type mystery where you are guessing who the killer is throughout the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. And is there anything special about it? Because whenever I saw the trailers, I just thought, well, that just looks like Halloween, except during Thanksgiving. Instead of Michael Myers, it's just some dude in a pilgrim costume.
Remember how I told you that, like, Terrifier was, like, just over the top?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I told you that I, like, didn't like it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is pretty much Terrifier, but I liked it.
Okay.
And I think it's just because it's not, like, Art the Clown. Like, the killer's actually scary.
Okay.
But there is some comedy to it, too. So it's, like, I think it's very Scream-esque, but I loved it. I loved it. I think, you know, I'd watch it again. I'd probably buy it.
Nice.
But yeah, I thought it was, and it was, like I said, it had that comedic kind of aspect, but it was also serious and actually scary. There was some pretty good jump scares. The deaths were kind of over the top, but you know, they still got you at the same time. So yeah, it's Terrifier, but better to me.
I remember our discussion on Terrifier, and because I was saying that I'd never seen any of the Terrifier movies, and I felt like I was kind of missing out on something. And then I proceeded to not actually see any of them still.
Right.
I think they're on Rogue. I think the first one is currently on the Roku channel.
Yeah,
so I could watch it.
Either Tubi, maybe.
Okay.
Tubi or
Peacock. one of those free things.
Yeah, yeah.
I use the Roku channel to watch the old '90s sitcom Coach quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Liz watches something on there. I can't remember what she watches on there, but she watches something on there too. The greatest part about the Roku channel, and I feel like saying this is gonna jinx it, and I know that everybody, like most other people, get ads on the Roku channel. Not me. I've never had an ad on the Roku channel. It's just like watching Netflix or Hulu,
right?
Which is like the greatest thing in the world, because I mean, like they have like some, it's not like they have like the world's greatest content. But the idea that it's a free service that for some reason isn't shoving ads in my face, I'm sure like it's just some sort of a fluke, and it's probably something to do with my aging smart TV and the Roku app just malfunctioning.
Mm-hmm.
and kind of like in Monopoly when the bank makes an error in your favor. I just assume that's kind of how the Roku channel is functioning through my TV, because maybe the app just hasn't been updated and there's just something wonky with it, but I get no ads and it's really, really nice.
So for our Roku channel, it's also hooked up to like my antenna, because I mean, we don't have like cable, you know, obviously. So we just have like an antenna, because I use it to watch football sometimes, otherwise I'll just stream it.
Mm-hmm.
Illegally, but allegedly, of course. But like those old shows, like Matlock and stuff come on, so I'll watch those.
Nice.
My in-laws do watch, I mean, they watch a lot of the Westerns too, but they watch Ice Road Truckers on the Roku channel.
No, okay.
Because they're truckers themselves, so.
Hmm.
Usually, so like as soon as I, every time I open up the Roku channel, it immediately goes to Ice Road Truckers. And they haven't even been here like all that much, so like, I don't know what the deal is, but every time I open it, no matter what, it's always on that channel.
Okay.
Oh. Ooh, Carl Weathers died?
Yes, yes. I was going to mention that.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, I think he was, what was he, like 70s? Oh, I don't even want to say 76? It, but I think he was like 76?
Yeah. It was all that juice from Predator.
I have to admit, I'm not super well versed in Carl Weathers' filmography. I know he was in Rocky and it's apparently in The Mandalorian. Or was he the Mandalorian in like the older Star Wars movies?
No, I think wasn't he. No, he wasn't Lando, was he?
Was he Lando? Maybe he was. I see. This is me not knowing anything about Carl Weathers. The most I know about Carl Weathers was he guest appeared on several episodes of Arrested Development back in the day.
Okay,
it was a pretty funny role though.
He also was in Happy Gilmore.
Okay. I haven't seen Happy Gilmore since, yeah. Probably since Happy Gilmore was new. So I would have been like 90, I would say like 94, 95 maybe.
I've never
seen Happy. You've never seen Happy Gilmore?
No.
Are you an Adam Sandler fan?
No.
No? If you're not an Adam Sandler fan, you're not missing anything. Happy Gilmore came out. I'm not a huge Adam Sandler fan. But when Happy Gilmore came out, I was a big Adam Sandler fan because that was my era of Saturday Night Live, and that was the height of his Saturday Night Live fame. Okay. When everybody just wanted to see Adam Sandler making goofy noises and doing a bunch of juvenile stuff. But I doubt it holds up. If I were to watch it today, I probably wouldn't enjoy it for any other reason than maybe getting a little bit of nostalgia out of it. He had another one around that time. For the life of me, I can't remember what. Billy Madison, where he was like a grown man, and for some reason he went back to like middle school or something, and he was hanging out with a bunch of kids and doing Adam Sandler stuff.
Yeah, but, the same thing he does in every movie.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know, his like some of the stuff he does now though isn't terrible.
No, like, I just like Gems. I heard was really good.
Yeah, Uncut Gems is pretty cool.
Yeah,
that one he did with Jennifer Aniston, that murder mystery one. I didn't think it was great, but I didn't think it was terrible.
Yeah, I think
I'd watch it again.
Yeah,
and I haven't seen the second one though.
The kids also love that animated
Leo.
Yes, Leo.
Leo is the one. It was the first, and so far the only movie we've ever hooked up my little projector for. You hated it?
Yes.
I didn't dislike it as much as I the kids really wanted to watch it, and I was fine to watch it with them. And if they wanted to watch it again, I'd be okay watching it with them again. It wasn't my least favorite of all the movies that I'd watch with them. If they told me they never wanted to see it, I don't think I'd be that upset. But I didn't think it was terrible.
Right.
I think he's a good voice. Sometimes I think he's a better voice than he is a better physical actor.
It's just always the same voice.
Well, it's kind of his thing, though. It's like, you know, kind of like how Charlie Day always sounds like Charlie Day, or the guy from Big Bang Theory. Was it Jim Parsons, maybe? The guy that played Sheldon. He, always the same voice. I don't mind Adam Sandler when he does a little something a little more focused. But yeah, all that stuff in his earlier career was all pretty much the same. Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison were pretty much the same movies. And all of his Saturday Night Live sketches were pretty much the same character as well.